Uncle Away Kids, it's story time!
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus, won't you come along?
Well, hi there, come on in. You're just in time. It's Children's Bible Hour story time. Do you have a best friend? We're going to find out about best friends in our story. But before our story, let's have some good music. And we start out with a tiny voice with a big song. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam.
Jesus wants me for a sunbeam to shine for him each day. In every way, try to please him at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. I'll be a sunbeam for him. I will ask Jesus to help me to keep my life from sin. Daily reflecting his goodness and awe, we shine for him. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. I'll be a sunbeam for him.
Time for one more song, and this one's a good go-along-with-the-story song. Let Your Love Flow Through Me.
So many folks are lonely. Oh, Lord, they need someone to care. And when I look about and see them, I can't help making this my prayer. Let Your love flow through me, let Your love flow through me. Make me a blessing, Lord, wherever I may be. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that You might be seen. Let Your love flow through me. Lord, broken hearts are many, and I know some just can't stand the pain. And Lord, I know Your eye is on them. They need love, Your shelter from the rain. Lord, when I meet a lost one, give me all the right words I should say. Oh, help me not be weak or timid. Their only chance may be with me today. Let Your love flow through me. Let Your love flow through me. Make me a blessing, Lord, wherever I may be. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that You might be seen. Let Your love flow through me. Let Your love flow through me.
Well, after our music, let's settle back for our story. It's written for the Children's Bible Hour by Candy Stacy and is entitled Best Friends. The Johnsons have just gotten home from Sunday school and church. 11-year-old Tammy is talking with her mother in the kitchen.
I really like my new Sunday school class, Mom.
Good.
We've been talking about how Christians are supposed to show love. And we're going to start a project to show our Christian love.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. What'll you do?
Well, everybody in class has an assignment. Some kids are going to help Grandma Jones clean her house. Others will clean yards and stuff. I volunteered to greet some new people in town.
That sounds great, Tammy. Who are you going to call on?
My Sunday school teacher, Mr. Barnes, said a new family moved in next door to him. There's a girl my age in the family. Her name is Brenda. And he thinks that if someone her own age would invite her to church, she'd start coming.
Well, why don't you call her right now and see if she can go to church with you tonight? Then ask her to come home with you for something to eat afterward.
But I already asked Sherry to come over tonight, remember?
Well, that's all right. Sherry can come, and you can both be friends to this new girl.
Yeah, that's a neat idea, Mom. I'm sure that Brenda would like to be friends with Sherry, too. And I'm sure Sherry wouldn't mind if I invite another person to come tonight. Thanks, Mom. I'm so glad you decided to come tonight, Brenda.
Me too.
Sherry is coming too, and I know you'll like her. She's my best friend. When I first moved here, she invited me to her house and made me feel right at home.
Thanks for inviting me. It's so hard to make friends here. I guess I still miss my other friends.
Oh, that's probably Sherry now. Hi, Sherry. Come on in.
Hi, Tammy.
This is Brenda. She just moved in next door to Mr. Barnes.
Hi, Brenda. Nice to meet you. Have you met many kids yet?
Not yet, but it was nice of Tammy to invite me over here.
Hey, Sherry, have you been practicing your clarinet solo for the music festival? I've been working on the piano accompaniment.
What's the music festival?
It's something our church does every year. Anyone in church who plays an instrument or sings can do a special for the concert. It'll be 3 weeks from today.
I play the clarinet.
So do I. Do you want to play a duet with me? Since Tammy doesn't play the clarinet, I have to do a solo. Unless you want to play a duet with me instead.
Oh, I'd love to. I have music for duets. Can you come over tomorrow after school? We could look at the music then.
Sure. I'll have to check with my mom first. But I'm sure she won't mind.
Did you have a nice time with Sherry and Brenda?
It was okay. Brenda's really nice, I think. At first, I worried that Brenda and Sherry might not get along. But now they're going to play a clarinet duet for the music festival at church.
Well, since you were supposed to play the piano for Sherry's solo, will you play for the duet instead?
She says she's going to get somebody else to play the piano. She thinks I won't have time to learn a whole new piece.
I know you had your heart set on playing for Sherry, but maybe you wouldn't have time to learn another song. Anyway, I'm glad Brenda wants to come to our church and take part in the festival. And I'm also glad you invited her to come tonight. I'm sure Brenda appreciated it, too.
Well, I'm almost sorry that I invited her.
What makes you say that?
Oh, well, now Sherry isn't going to care if I'm her friend or not. She'll probably want Brenda for a friend instead. They were only here a short time, and it was just Sherry and Brenda, Sherry and Brenda. They didn't care if I was there or not.
Do you remember how Sherry was your friend when you first moved here? Maybe she's just trying to make Brenda feel welcome, too. And if they're going to play a duet together, they will have a lot to talk about. Just give them a little time, Tammy.
Brenda and Sherry were busy all the next week preparing for their duet for the festival. Tammy spent the week alone. The next Sunday...
Sherry, Brenda, wait for me.
And then the band director said, "Young lady, if you don't learn that song by this afternoon, I'll take away your uniform." So I practiced like crazy.
So that's how you learn that song.
Sherry, Brenda.
You know, I never could keep that song straight. Hi, Tammy. Brenda and I are going to sit here. There's only room for two.
There's room for three in the second row. We could sit there.
Yeah, Sherry, let's sit over there with Tammy.
No, we're sitting here. Tammy can find another place to...
Sherry doesn't like me at all anymore, and Brenda just goes right along with her. Sherry wasn't nice at all. She was terrible, and, well, I don't like her anymore.
Oh, what Sherry did to you was wrong, dear, and Brenda was wrong to go along with her. What was it you told me you've been studying in Sunday school?
Christian love. But, Mother, that doesn't mean I have to love Sherry, does it?
John 15:12 says, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." It doesn't say love only the Christians who are nice to you or love only your friends. We are to love all other Christians as Christ loved us. How does he love us, Tammy?
Well, he loved us even when we were sinful. And he died for us. Is that what you mean, Mom?
That's right. Even though Sherry is wrong and isn't pleasing God, you can still love her just like Christ loves you. It's his command. Actually, this situation gives you an opportunity to show your love for other Christians. And it can be a good testimony to Brenda.
I know you're right, Mom. But what should I do?
Just try to be nice to both of them. Don't treat them the way they've treated you. Well, for instance, offer to help Sherry with her math, just like you always did before. Hello?
Is Tammy home?
Yes, Tammy's here.
Tammy, it's Brenda. She wants to talk to you.
Okay. Hi, Brenda. How are you coming on the duet?
The duet is coming along fine, but I feel just terrible about what I did to you. And you were so nice to me. I've been talking to Mr. Barnes, and he made me realize what Sherry and I have been doing. I don't know why Sherry doesn't like you anymore, but I want to be your friend. I'm so sorry. Will you forgive me?
Oh, well, that's okay. Sure, I'll forgive you. But you're right, it was awful. I really do want to be your friend.
I guess we both need to show love for Sherry now. She needs it. And, Tammy, let's sit together in church this Sunday.
And let's ask Sherry to sit with us.
Is your life a channel of blessing? Is the love of God flowing through you? Are you telling the lost of the Savior? Are you ready his service to do? Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. My life possessing, my service blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today.
Our story today has such an important lesson for both boys and girls, but the book of Proverbs, one of my favorite books, by the way, has a lot to say about this matter of being friends and how we can hurt a friendship. I'm thinking especially of chapter 18. Let's look at a few of the verses there. Verse 2, for instance, it talks about the fact that fools have no interest in understanding others. They only want to air their own opinions. Verse 19 talks about the fact that it's harder to make up with an offended friend than to capture a fortified city. Wow. Better not to offend in the first place, huh? And then verse 24, the last verse in the chapter, is such a good one. There are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. What kind of friend are you? Are you the type of person you'd like to have for a friend? That's a good question to ask ourselves, isn't it? Before I go, a reminder to check out our award-winning website, cbhministries.org. Lots of good, interesting things there. www.cbhministries.org. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, because God loves kids.